For some Iraqi children whose families have stayed in Iraq despite the violence, a welcome distraction is on its way. Today, Washington High School in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, sent two shipments of children's books to Iraq. They'll be distributed by U.S. soldiers there. Teacher Ikram Easton had students in her beginner's Arabic class translate them. So what does Dr. Seuss's footbook sound like in Arabic?
أقدام في النهار, أقدام في المساء, قدم يسرى, قدم يسرى, قدم يسرى, يمنى.
That's Ikram Easton, who joins us from Washington High. And Ms. Easton, how does this program work? How is the translation going?
The original project started for my first year Arabic students as a way to review the alphabet that we finished in the first semester. And I realized that some students were having difficulty with position and the number of the dots that go over either the letter or under the letter in Arabic. So when I proposed the project, they were very excited. And we started with selecting three books for each student. So they translated the words and they brought it to class and we went over the translated version that they brought in.
You know, with Dr. Seuss especially, and in a lot of kids' books, rhyming is so key. Has that been sort of lost in the shuffle?
It has lost. You're right. We won't be able to deliver the actual beauty of rhymes of Dr. Seuss into children in Iraq. But however, we decided to do this project because it has a tremendous educational benefits.
Mm-hmm. I guess you'd want to avoid, you know, there's a wocket in my pocket or something like that would just really drive the kids crazy.
Yes, we can actually, this is one of the phrases that we can really find an exact meaning, so we just made it up.
What did you change it to?
We changed it to Yujad Afrit fi jaybati, and that means there is monster in my pocket.
Has there been a book that you realize, gosh, this sounds really great in Arabic?
Yes, one of them is actually learning to ride a bicycle. طريقة تعلم ركوب الدراجة. And that was very interesting because the sentence structures was very close to what it is in Arabic. Oops, I fall a few times. Oops in Arabic is uff. أنا وقعت مرات عديدة. ولكن في النهاية الآن أستطيع أن أركب الدراجة لوحدي.
Ms. Easton, have there been any books that you had to rule out because of cultural sensitivities? I was just thinking about, you know, Green Eggs and Ham, for example.
Actually, no. We didn't get that book donated to us. But, you know, to be honest with you, I don't think this project has anything to do with politics and with cultural sensitivity. It's mainly for our American students, first of all, to learn. But at the same time, when they were doing that, they were thinking of children in Iraq. And it could be children in Sudan. It could be children anywhere or even people anywhere.
Well, Ms. Easton, it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much for telling us about this.
Thank you so much, Melissa, and I appreciate the time.
Ikram Easton teaches Arabic at Washington High School in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Her classes are sending children's books to children in Iraq. Each night, she reads to her 2-year-old daughter in English and Arabic.